Good morning. Welcome to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer, and every Thursday at 9, we talk about Lincoln County government. Today, no exception on the program. We will be talking to Roy Kenyon today. He is the Director of Public Works. And before we get started with Roy, I did just want to draw your attention to Lincoln County's homepage. Remember, we have our new website, and you'll see the What's New, and also you'll see upcoming events. So if you're interested in participating in the county's many committees and boards, you can take a look at some upcoming event information that shows you where those committees and boards are meeting, how you can contact them, how you might participate and attend those meetings. We'll be talking to Roy Kenyon in just a moment, and the Bicycle, Pedestrian, and Advisory Committee is one of those committees that talks to our road department, and you can find information about that upcoming meeting as well as many others. So please be aware of that. We're kind of excited now that we can bring all of our committees to the event calendar so you can see throughout the county when those individuals are getting together. And we look forward to having you put in your application if you're interested in serving on one of the many committees of Lincoln County. So without further ado, good morning, Roy.
Good morning, Casey.
Hey, it's great. This is the first time you've been on the show. Obviously a long-time employee for Lincoln County. When exactly did you take over as Public Works Director?
I actually started August 1st of last year, 2014, as the Public Works Director. I actually started with the County Road Department in 1988 as an entry-level road maintenance worker and kind of slowly worked my way up through the ranks.
So you are a Lincoln County native, correct?
I am. I actually lived most of my life in the Toledo area. I graduated from Toledo High School in 1982.
Well, you have seen many changes, I'm sure, over the years, and that was something that I thought would be great for us to talk about, to kind of lay the groundwork for other discussion here, but how different are things from when you started? I mean, I know you've said before, just sheer number of employees is something that's very different now than it was back in
88. Basically, due to funding issues with the loss of the revenue from the federal forests, we had to do significant cuts in 2007 and 2008. And prior to that, we had approximately 35 employees on the road with a dozen, 15, support staff in the office, and basically we're running at about half of that now. When I first came to work in the late 80s, early 90s, we had a lot of road improvement projects that we did annually. We had the revenue to do that, so we were working on the paving of some gravel roads, widening projects, that kind of thing. And now, basically, we're into the maintenance mode. We try to maintain what it is that we have. We try to keep a big enough crew that we can respond to emergencies, especially during the wintertime. But that's kind of where we're at right now.
Just for our listeners, maybe when they, in the news hear about, other counties that are more greatly affected by loss of timber payments, it's something that affects us too, but not to the degree of some other counties. Any rhyme or reason maybe why those counties that are really greatly affected, they just put too much into the fact that they were getting those federal timber payments?
Well, a lot of it is because their general fund is actually tied into the timber payments also. And in Lincoln County, that's not the case. That primarily it's just the road department that was dependent upon the timber payments. And, the previous public works director, Jim Beisman, I think, could see the writing on the wall, knew that it was coming. And so we've been preparing for the loss of revenue for years. And as far as slowly decreasing the amount of employees and upgrading the equipment that we have in preparation for kind of the long haul. And so we're actually I don't want to say we're in good shape because we're not in good shape, but we can maintain, the status quo right now.
Yeah, I mean, when we look at the number of paved miles and rock miles and total maintained miles for your team, 329. Mm-hmm. I mean, is that kind of maybe an approximation, give or take a few miles?
Yeah, pretty much. That's it. Yeah.
And that's not really changed in quite a while.
No, it's been pretty stable. We've actually, through jurisdictional transfers, have acquired some mileage, but we've also transferred some mileage to some of the city of Toledo, city of Newport. So it's kind of been a give and take, and we're kind of holding right there. Now, when the Highway 20 realignment project is finished, part of the deal was that the County Road Department would take over the old stretch of Highway 20, so we'll be acquiring about 7.5 miles of Highway 20 from just east or just west of Thornton Creek to Eddyville. So, yeah, that'll add a chunk to our maintenance responsibilities.
Well, we're talking to Roy Kenyon. He's the Director of Public Works, and you are listening to Lincoln County Connections. We'll be back after this break. Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller. We're talking to Roy Kenyon today. He is the Director of Public Works. Roy, we were talking about maintaining Lincoln County's roads, and we've got about 329 total maintained miles of roads, give or take a few, that the road department maintains. You know, one of the things you've said is that, you know, we have less staff, you work more efficiently. I was kind of curious, what is it that enables you to do the same kind of work with less people? Is it partly innovations in equipment? Is it the skills of those individuals?
Actually, it's kind of a give and take, because we cannot do as much work as we used to do. We have to be more selective in what it is that we actually, you know, have the crews performing. There's a lot of things that we kind of have to let slide. In a lot of improvement projects, you know, we no longer can afford to do them. And so whereas we used to spend a large part of the summer, you would, you know, on projects that such as, you know, road widening, shoulder paving, that kind of thing, we're kind of back to routine maintenance. You know, we try to maintain vegetation. We do a little surface work. The main thing is we're just trying to keep the roads open, you know. And during the winter, it's kind of the same thing. You know, we don't have as much to do as some counties, but we're trying to keep the roads open, trying to keep the potholes filled the best we can, trying to do the things that the traveling public actually notices as they're driving down the road. There's a lot of things alongside the road, drainage issues, culverts, that kind of thing, stuff that you wouldn't notice driving down the road that basically we're not able to get to as much as we used to be able to. So,
yeah, would you say like this winter was pretty mellow in terms of your emergency function?
Yeah, this winter was extremely mild. I think we only actually went out and applied sand or de-icer a time or two for the entire winter. We had very few emergency calls. We had very few storms. There was very little damage. It was a very mild winter, which allowed us then to actually save quite a bit of money. In overtime, employee overtime, in materials, in a lot of way. And we actually was able to do some things that we don't normally do in the winter. Our grading cycles were a little closer. We was able to do more grading because the weather wasn't as bad. Things like that. So, yeah, it was actually, for the road department, it was a very good winter.
Yeah, be able to shift it around and do different types of activities instead of being stuck in those kind of sudden service
modes. Right, because most winters we are responding almost daily to some kind of a failure somewhere, whether it would be, you know, high water, ice, snow, wind, and we just didn't really have that this winter.
You know, before we go today, Roy, I think we should just give people an overview of what the Public Works Department is composed of, but I seem to get this question occasionally in the work I do with the special road districts. Could you talk just briefly about the difference between the main county arteries and the local access roads and what you maintain generally and don't?
What we actually maintain is the county road system. It's dedicated right away to the county. And that's that 329 miles that you talk about. A lot of the roads that are in the unincorporated areas outside, you know, the city limits, those, a lot of those fall into the public domain. They're classified as public roads or local access roads.
Mm-hmm.
And those roads actually, the public has the right to access, they have the right to use the road, but they're not actually maintained by our road crew. They're not paid for by the county road monies. And so they're actually maintained by the users of the road.
Yeah. And if folks ever have a question about that, obviously they could call your department.
Sure.
I think maybe
yeah, be glad to take a phone call.
They're on a public access or a county-maintained road. Now, when we take a look at the Public Works Department, we've been talking about roads, but there's so many other types of things that you do between fleet services and facilities maintenance. Roy, I thought the statistics on facilities were pretty interesting in terms of the square foot facilities maintained. That's a lot of facilities.
It is, and it's not just here in Newport. It's throughout the county.
Right. So maybe just talk about that. I mean, generally, do folks think that, do they just kind of think of the road department when they think of public works sometimes?
Right, sure. But public works actually also covers the county park system,
mm-hmm.
County property management, solid waste department, and like you said, facilities maintenance, fleet services, which actually fleet services maintains not only the road department equipment, but they actually maintain all of the county vehicles. Plus, they actually are now maintaining a lot of the emergency services vehicles
mm-hmm.
for the city of Newport and for city of Toledo, state forestry. A lot of those, they're taking on the services of those also.
Oh, so they'll do some work for other agencies
they,
as well?
Yeah, they contract out to other public agencies for maintenance on their vehicles.
Hmm. Well, that's great. Talking to Roy Kenyon, he is Public Works Director of Lincoln County. We'll be back to wrap up the program. Thanks for listening on Lincoln County Connections. Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. We are talking to Roy Kenyon today. He's the Director of Public Works. Roy, we kind of moved from history about your work with Lincoln County, went into the road department. We kind of expanded into all the areas that the public works serves the residents of Lincoln County. We take a variety of approaches towards vegetation management, and is that something that becomes a key factor in keeping the health of our roads up?
Vegetation around here grows so fast, especially this time of year, that it blocks visibility at intersections, on corners, and you know, that kind of thing. And so
safety more than actual kind of,
yeah, especially this time of year, it's more of a visibility issue, and plus on some of our narrower roads, if you have vegetation hanging out in the road, traffic tends to shy towards the middle of the road, and then you have two vehicles trying to occupy the same space at the same time, and that's not a good deal. So yeah, it's we run 3 brush cutters, actually a mower and 2 brush cutters, basically from about end of April clear through until end of September into October. It's kind of a nonstop, and we always seem to be behind, you know.
Really?
Well, this time of year you can see grass grow. The blackberries, you know, same thing, and so it's just a constant struggle. We do some herbicide application, but it's only spot spraying. We treat the noxious weeds, and in places on paved roads where we have like blackberry growth, we try mm-hmm. to apply some herbicide to blackberry growth to try to keep it basically out of the roadway,
mm-hmm.
Because they do grow so fast. If it wasn't for that, we wouldn't be able to keep up. The mowers just can't cover enough ground fast enough to
yeah.
keep up.
Need a lot of mowers.
Yeah.
another spike, it seems like, is happening. We're getting supercharged with our parks. Wow. I mean, we really have a lot of amazing parks.
We do,
sometimes,
and
people
actually
don't realize it.
We're actually adding to the number of parks that we have. Right now, there's a project just north of Sletz, along the Sletz River. The Ojala boat slide is going in, and that is actually a drift boat slide for launching and taking out drift boats. And there's going to be a restroom facility, parking lot, and a boat slide. Up the Alsi River, we're in the process of starting to put in a boat ramp in a park right there where Canal Creek takes off from Highway 34. We're in the environmental part of that process, mm-hmm. and so that's down the road. But that'll be a nice park too.
Yeah, nice addition.
Yes.
And also Moonshine, there was some property acquired there. Is that all kind of gelled too?
We did acquire additional property. We're really at this the beginning of that project. Mm-hmm. That'll be something that you'll see coming together down the road.
Yeah, it'll be really neat. It seems like almost we have more parks per area than a lot of counties. I mean, has that been your observation?
You know, it goes county to county. There are mm-hmm. some counties that have an extensive park system. We actually are one of the smaller counties in the state. If you start comparing us with Lane County, for instance, which is a huge county,
yeah.
County, they have a very extensive park system. In Lincoln County, you know, the parks along the coastline are all state parks, and we have the parks inland, mostly along our multiple river systems. And so, I'd say that it's about average. It's about the status with a lot of other counties.
So when the kind of spike in usage that you guys see, do you bring in seasonal staff to handle your park issues?
We do. We hire seasonal help to help with the maintenance of the park system. And then we also bring in some camp hosts for some of our parks. So we actually have somebody on site for basically the late spring, summer, and early fall period.
Well, great. Well, Roy, thanks for coming on today. Generally when we want to contact the road departments, you have folks there. I believe is Amy Howard one of your front end people?
Amy is.
That really takes the main line there at mm-hmm. The road department.
That is true.
So if you have been listening to us today and you want to find out more about the road department, have questions, I think going to the website. It's a great resource of all things public works.
Sure, it is. And, you know, and if you have a concern, 265-5747 will get you where you need to be. And you can ask for me. I'm there most of the time.
Well, that's great. You can give Roy Kenyon a buzz and contact Lincoln County Public Works. And also, if you're interested in looking at where you can use our extensive park system, you'll also find that information online at Lincoln County's website, a list of all the parks and where you can find them. So, Roy, I appreciate you being on the program today.
Glad to be here.
It's come to a close, but join us same time, same place next week, Thursdays at 9. Remember, all the programs are archived online here and at Lincoln County's website. Have a great day.